Chapter 9. Lenina felt herself entitled, after this day of queerness and horror, to a complete and absolute holiday. As soon as they got back to the rest house, she swallowed 6 half-gram tablets of soma, lay down on her bed, and within 10 minutes had embarked for lunar eternity. It would be 18 hours at the least before she was in time again. Bernard, meanwhile, lay pensive and wide-eyed in the dark. It was long after midnight before he fell asleep. Long after midnight. But his insomnia had not been fruitless. He had a plan. Punctually on the following morning, at 10 o'clock, the green-uniformed Octoroon stepped out of his helicopter. Bernard was waiting for him among the agaves. "Miss Crown's gone on summer holiday," he explained. "Can hardly be back before 5, which leaves us 7 hours." He could fly to Santa Fe, do all the business he had to do, and be in Malpace again long before she woke up. "She'll be quite safe here by herself?"
"Safe as helicopters,"
the Octoroon assured him. They climbed into the machine and started off at once. At 10:34, they landed on the roof of the Santa Fe post office. At 10:37, Bernard had got through to the World Controller's office in Whitehall. At 10:39, he was speaking to his Fordship's 4th personal secretary. At 10:44, he was repeating his story to the first secretary, and at 10:47 and a half, it was the deep, resonant voice of Mustafa Mond himself that sounded in his ears.
"I venture to think," stammered Bernard, "that your Fordship might find the matter of sufficient scientific interest."
"Yes, I do find it of sufficient scientific interest," said the deep voice. "Bring these 2 individuals back to London with you."
"Your Fordship is aware that I shall need a special permit."
"The necessary orders," said Mustafa Mond, "are being sent to the warden of the reservation at this moment. You will proceed at once to the warden's office. Good morning, Mr. Marks."
There was silence. Bernard hung up the receiver and hurried up to the roof.
"Warden's office," he said to the gamma-green Octoroon.
At 10:54, Bernard was shaking hands with the warden.
"Delighted, Mr. Marks, delighted!"
His boom was deferential.
"We have just received special orders."
"I know," said Bernard, interrupting him. "I was talking to his Fordship on the phone a moment ago."
His bored tone implied that he was in the habit of talking to his Fordship every day of the week. He dropped into a chair.
"If you'll kindly take all the necessary steps as soon as possible."
"As soon as possible," he emphatically repeated. He was thoroughly enjoying himself. At 11:03, he had all the necessary papers in his pocket.
"So long," he said
patronizingly to the warden, who had accompanied him as far as the lift gates.
"So long."
He walked across the hotel, had a bath, a vibrovac massage, and an electrolytic shave, listened in to the morning's news, looked in for 30 minutes on the televisor, ate a leisured luncheon, and at 2:30 flew back with the Octoroon to Malpace.